Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being back on the podcast today. Really, it's an honor to hang out with you. And my hope is these few minutes would encourage you and they'd be a boost to your day. Well, today's edition isn't very long. Honestly, it's not even all that deep, but it's a simple reminder that I think everybody could use a little reminder for. At least for me, I need this reminder. And here's the thing. Oftentimes, the thing that's missing in our life is not something, but someone. In other words, in our world, contentment doesn't come naturally. I mean, if you're to think about it, we always want something more. We always want to upgrade. We always want the latest, greatest thing. Typically, that's the way it works. We have this thing called FOMO, the fear of missing out. We get restless. And yet, in the middle of that, we have to learn contentment. Learning contentment means that we have to stop incessantly grabbing for more and to say, you know what? I'm going to trust that what God has placed in my life is more than enough. This is huge. In Philippians chapter 4, Paul's writing to these churches and he talks to them about contentment. Here's what Paul says in Philippians 4, verses 12 and 13. He says, I know what it's like to be in need, and I know what it's like to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content. Do you hear that? The secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed, whether hungry, whether living in plenty or in want, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. What a powerful verse. It's this reminder that the greatest things in life really aren't things. Now, if you're to think about it, in our world, for most people, they want to accumulate a lot of stuff. They want to have a big portfolio. They want to be worth something when they die. In fact, a lot of times Americans think it's a tragedy if somebody were to die penniless. But think about this. If you were to go out of here the moment you spent your last cent, that's pretty cool. That's a brilliant way to live, and that's a brilliant way to die. See, what I found in all of my years of visiting hospitals and people near to death, nobody ever asked for more things in those final moments. They don't ask for more stuff. They don't ask for a bigger portfolio. They don't think about, man, I wish I had upgraded sooner. But what they ask for in those moments are actually people. Why? Because eventually everybody learns that life is really about relationships. That's the missing ingredient. In those final moments, they're not looking at spreadsheets. In those final moments, they're not thinking, man, I wish I worked that weekend a little bit longer. No, in those final moments, they're asking for people. If people learn that lesson at the tail end of life, why not try to learn it sooner? Why not begin to say, what's the secret ingredient? That it's not something, but it's someone. I believe that if we were to pay attention to relationships now, it would relieve a lot of stress. Life really is not about achievements. It's not about accomplishments. Life really is about relationships. Now, who's somebody you can reach out to today? Where on your calendar can you carve out time to spend the most time with the people that matter most? That really is the secret ingredient. Well, hey, that's all the time we have for today on this edition of the podcast. But man, I want to encourage you, go ahead and mark your calendars for Easter Sunday. It's going to be an incredible day here at Sugar Hill Church. We're going to start the day with a community sunrise service across the street in the bowl. And then we've got several services lined up that we're going to be emailing out to you this week. We'd love for you to be part of it. Would you consider even now to begin praying for who you can invite and who you can bring with you to experience the life change of Jesus? Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.